Welcome back to The Signal. I'm Lisa Morgan. Since the aftermath of the arrest and death in police custody of Freddie Gray, there's been a tremendous response from the people of Baltimore, all looking for ways to help heal and rebuild the city. Peaceful protests, organized cleanups, and an amazing outpouring from the vast array of artists who call this city home. Many are expressing themselves through new work inspired by these events, and others are finding ways to raise money to help the city recover by harnessing the universal power of art and music to create a greater good. Bob Elder and Josephine Olivia are two of the artists behind the Be More benefit, a night of music to aid the rebuilding of our city. It's a music performance, dance party, and art auction at the Metro Gallery to raise money for the Baltimore Community Foundation. Bob Elder and Josephine Olivia join me in the studio to talk about how and why they got involved, and how you can too.
Everyone is coming from the viewpoint of just really caring and being concerned at the same time about Baltimore. And so, you know, coming from an artist perspective, we have the tiniest bit of power to, you know, establish these events and gatherings because we do come from a place of, you know, bringing people together to experience music. So when we can give that also a purpose, it's almost innate, you know, within us to want to give back and kind of traverse that path.
I think we like to think of ourselves as artists and that there's power to what we do. But sometimes when you're given an opportunity to really kind of harness that power and energy and turn it into something meaningful for other people too. And people are working with children and working with populations that, let's say, don't usually come out to see bands at the Metro Gallery or the Auto Bar or wherever around town. That you know, you're getting to reach some new people, which is, that's got to be exciting too.
It definitely is, and I think this just shows and is even more of an opportunity to see how art and music is a universal language and how it can really bring people together in times that are really, really rough. And this is definitely one of those times. So it's good that we can all come together.
So you guys have come together, and I know this came out of the box. It seems like very quickly you were able to organize this Be More benefit. It's a night of music to aid the rebuilding of the city with proceeds benefiting the Baltimore Community Foundation. Tell me how that came together.
Basically, everyone was kind of wondering, you know, what can we do or how can we help benefit what's going on? And my band and I were just kind of sitting around, and the idea of, you know, doing a benefit and getting a really nice mix of artists that represent Baltimore and kind of define the positivity and warmth that kind of radiates through the city on a show that probably would have never happened before. You know, just the mix of people.
Well, let's talk about the lineup is Easy Jackson, Wing Dam, Black Sage, which, Josie, that's your band,
yes.
And Joy Classic, which is, Bob, that's your
yes.
band. So let's talk about your bands a little bit. Bob, what is your band like?
It's hard to put a hard title on it. I can't top Josie's apt description of creepy, sexy bedroom jams.
Yeah.
But I think that's something I have to work on.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should, as is often the case, playing a little bit of your music is a lot easier too. Then people can describe it for themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So what should we listen to here?
We actually just released a new song, which is going to be the first off of our upcoming debut full length, and it's called Friendly Encounter.
Grace is natural.
Music from Joy Classic, that was Friendly Encounter. I'm joined in studio by Bob Elder from Joy Classic and Josephine Olivia from Black Sage. So now let's turn to you, Josephine, and see what we did mention the creepy, sexy lullaby jams from Baltimore as a description,
yes.
But I'm guessing that there's more to it.
There's definitely more to it. I think that is a good representation of our first EP that we put out. We just released a full-length album called Basement Vows, and it's definitely a firsthand look into my relationship with Drew Scott, who's the one doing the beats and the production. And the song we chose is New Gardens. And that was originally me writing about my uncle who recently passed away. But I feel like it has a lot to do with what's going on now, too, lyrically. And I think the beat is pretty driving and intense. So I think that represents, again, what's going on. So, yeah.
Well, let's give it a listen.
All right.
Oh, closing up, it works a while away.
That's music from Black Sage. I'm joined in studio by Josephine Olivia of Black Sage and Bob Elder from Joy Classic. So this event, it's May 20th at the Metro Gallery, and not only will there be music to listen to, but artists are also donating artwork. Will there be an auction for that, or they'll just be for sale, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, so how we're going to arrange it is to kind of utilize the silent auction format, and with all the artists being completely self-sacrificing and, you know, putting their hard work and time and completely giving all of their work to us for free, you know, we would just want to see, and they just want to see, all the money that can possibly go to the foundation.
It's been hard to live through this. If you care about this city and all the people in it, giving people a place and a way to participate in the healing and recovery, I think, is just, like, really fantastic. And thanks for all your hard work, and thanks for coming to talk about it today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
Get out your head and give your body a chance. Inhale rhythm and exhale your dance.
Bob Elder and Josephine Olivia, two of the artists from the Be More Benefit, a night of music to aid the rebuilding of our city. The event takes place May 20th at the Metro Gallery, and the lineup includes Easy Jackson, Wing Dam, Black Sage, Joy Classic, and other special guests. There will also be a silent art auction with all proceeds benefiting the Baltimore Community Foundation. Tickets and information are online at metrogallery.net. For The Signal, I'm Lisa Morgan. Town's paranoia is felt in the thick of crowds. I've been trying to get alive for a minute. Survive 9 to 5 all week, let me get it. Let me finish the night right, cutting a little rug with a thoroughbred cutie who tights nice and snug. Do a dance like it's some kind of meeting call. We ain't waiting for y'all, got moved.